California legislators are debating how to regulate home care workers, aides who help make it possible for the elderly and people with disabilities to stay in their homes. Consumer advocates say regulation would protect this vulnerable population. Home care agencies say new rules would push costs higher. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service of the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Rachel Dornhelm.
Are we ready, Mr. Warren?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to start with the right leg, okay? Ready, go. One, two.
Home care worker Vinola Swindell is coaching Herb Warren through his physical therapy.
Count with me, Mr. Warren.
Six.
Good.
Swindell has been coming to this well-manicured Sacramento apartment complex for several months to help as Warren recovers from a fall. She says she loves working with clients.
I love making the patient laugh. I just like to make them happy, you know, to encourage them. No matter you're in this circumstance or situation, but you're going to get better.
Swindell has been in the field for 23 years and says the job can vary, but the basics in home care, safety and cleanliness, remain the same.
You know, some people want you to do more, some want you to do less. So you find out what the person wants, and then you provide the service.
Swindell works for an agency that does background checks and offers insurance. But many workers in this field do not have Swindell's experience or backing. Gary Passmore, vice president of the California Congress of Seniors, says that's why his organization is sponsoring AB 1217 to regulate home care workers.
We're sending people into your grandmother's home where they may have access to credit cards, to bank records, to medical records. And there are documented cases of financial elder abuse. So it's very important that we are able to track the backgrounds of the individuals that go into the homes of these very vulnerable folks.
There are three key provisions in the bill. The first is requiring licensing of home care agencies. But Passmore says many people can't afford agencies, so they go through referral companies or Craigslist. That's why AB 1217 will require certification of all California home care workers.
And they would advertise that they have that and give a number so you can check them out and see whether or not they have a clear background.
Certified workers also would receive at least 5 hours of training a year on health and safety topics. And as part of the third provision, they would be listed on an online registry so prospective employers could confirm their status. Critics, though, say broad certification would be hard to enforce. Ken Ehrman, CEO of RX Staffing and Home Care, says it is the organized agencies that will be hit hardest.
If 1217 were to pass, there would be a 25% to 35% increase of cost passed on to the elderly and disabled. And it's going to push this type of care into the underground, so that they have to go onto Craigslist or hire people privately.
Ehrman says he expects his agency would pay over $9,000 a year to be licensed and would have to pay its workers more if they're certified, which he says isn't guaranteed.
Maybe some of them will not pass the test. They may not be as literate. They may have dyslexia. They may not be a good test taker. And they may be out of a job.
Jennifer Gabalis, director of policy for the California Association for Health Services at Home, which opposes AB 1217, says the online registry also raises privacy concerns. She says it links workers with the address of their employer and geographic location.
You would look up Susie Sunshine and you would see, oh, she works for Jennifer's Home Care in Sacramento. And we think that's a huge privacy risk. And that could cause some of our workers to no longer want to continue.
There are currently an estimated 120,000 home care workers in California, and that number is growing along with the aging population. Gabala says that makes this legislation just too big, too fast.
And when you look at a growing aging senior population with, you know, 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every year, to set up an oversight process that is so cumbersome and expensive, that's going to cost a lot of money.
But those who support AB 1217 say the surging need for care means now is precisely the time to regulate. Pat McGinnis, executive director of California Advocates for Nursing Home Reform, says elder financial abuse is on the rise.
And it's certainly becoming more common with caregivers
that elders hire, particularly when they don't know who they are, when they know nothing about their background, and they're desperate to be able to get somebody to care for them at home.
McGinnis says this issue affects many middle-income Californians, the ones who depend on home care. She says they have too much money to qualify for state services, but not enough to pay for costly assisted living.
We have been pretending that we have a long-term care system in California, and we don't, for many, many people who have to resort to home care and care aides. We need to do something to regulate it and to protect the people that they're providing care to.
Last year, the state Senate and Assembly passed a bill similar to AB 1217, but Governor Brown vetoed it, citing the difficult economic climate. McGinnis says regardless of what happens this year, she believes legislative interest means some kind of regulation is inevitable in the near future. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service of the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Rachel Dornhelm. Thanks for listening.